So it's a wonderful opportunity this morning, as we are all fasting the fast of Asar B'Teves, to come together, both women and young women, especially from representing our schools in our community, today to hear a very inspiring talk about Achdus and unity. I want to welcome the school leaders, Mrs. Elisheva Kamenetsky from SKA, Mrs. Sarah Monk from Shalamis, and Mrs. Diamond from Hafter. And at least during the time that I am in the community, this is one of the first times that I think the schools are coming together. And at least for the shul to host this is a very, very big event. Because if we're going to have a talk about unity, bringing the Talmidot of our schools to hear inspiring words is really a very significant occasion. And I want to thank Rabbi Shai Schachter for orchestrating it and for being the force to pull it all together. As we know, we are still davening for those who were injured in the accident. And so I'm going to start by asking everyone to please rise. We're going to say one Tehillim. And we'll have in mind that it's for Refuah Shleima, Miriam Bas Ina Pese Yocheved, Chana Lana Bas Naomi, Eliza Bas Miriam, and Rachel Esther Bas Tamar. Shira Malos, Mimama Kim Kurasicha Adonai. Adonai Shema Vikoli, Tiena Osnecha Kashivos, Nikol Tachanunoi. Imavono Sishmaya Adonai Miyamo. Kimacha Asicha Lemanti Vare. Kivisi Adonai Kivisa Nafshi Vilidvaro Hocholti. Nafshi Ladinoi Mishamrim Laboke, Shamrim Laboke. Yachel Yisrael Adonai Kimadonai Hakesed Vaharbe Imofidus. Vuhu Yiftes Yisrael Mikol Avonosav. Please be seated. Before I introduce the speaker, the shiur is being dedicated by the Shulman family in memory of Rabbi Nachum B. Shulman, Mrs. Bella Werblowski, and Isidore Greenbaum, whose yard sites are this week, and is also Le'ilu Nishmat Liel Dina Bas Ephraim Namdar. Our speaker this morning is Bat Galim Sha'er, who is an educator and public figure, married to Ophir and mother to five daughters, and one son, the late Gilad Zatzal, who was murdered by Hamas terrorists in Gush Etzion in the summer of 2014, along with his friends Naftali Frankel and Eyal Yifrach. With over 20 years of experience in various educational frameworks, Bat Galim has presented lectures and initiated conferences to promote and foster unity within Israeli society. She is one of the creators of Israel's Unity Day, a project which has grown to include the participations of tens of thousands of people across section of Israeli society. She has spent the last 5 years lecturing the world, throughout the world, participating in activities that are promoting Achdus and connections on behalf of world Jewry. And it's not the first time that we're welcoming Bat Galim to our community, but it's so wonderful to see you here this morning and to host you and to have an opportunity for the young people of our community to hear your inspiring words. And we thank you so much for coming to Woodmere to address us today.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here with you. It's very special. Three different school, mothers with daughters. It's very special. So I want to share an amazing story. A few years ago, a woman called me from the US and shared me her experience. She told me that I don't know her, But she just arrived from her granddaughter's party in the U.S. And the rabbi there shared his story. He was standing in the checkout line in the supermarket, and a man was standing before him and took out his wallet just to pay. And when he opened his wallet, a note with the name of the three boys fell down. He picked up the note and he asked him, surprised, "Did you know them? Why do you have a name with three boys in your wallet?" And the man looked at him and replied, "I don't know them, but I put the note with their names in my wallet to remind myself that every time I pay my credit card, that these boys paid with their lives because they are Jewish." So I want to share my story, but I'm sure you will understand it's not only my story, it's the story of our Jewish nation. Today it's a very special day. The 10th of Tevet commemorates the beginning of the siege of Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylonia. And we read about this in Melachim. This is not the only fast day about events which led to the Galut. We have also the 7th of Tammuz, when the walls of Jerusalem were broken down, and the 9th of Av, when the temple was destroyed, and of course the Tzom Gedalia, when Gedalia was assassinated, and this marked the end of Jewish sovereignty in the period of this first temple. But the 10th of Tevet is a very special day, and is very unique among these fasts. All the other days are postponed by a day if they are coming on Shabbat. The Abu Draham writes that if the 10th of Tevet comes on Shabbat, you still fast because of the word on that day. He teaches that just like in Yom Kippur, even if it falls on Shabbat, we fast on the 10th of Tevet because the same words are used Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. So nowadays there is never an issue because the calendar is set and don't depend on seeing the new moon as was once was. But however, we left with the question: what makes the 10th of Tevet so serious that would even fast on Shabbat? It marks the beginning of the siege of Jerusalem. The wall stood; no one had died in the battle. There were first battles on the 7th of Tammuz and 17th of Tammuz and 9th of Av, and the streets were filled with blood. And on the 9th of Av, the temple was destroyed. So what makes this day so special, so unique, so serious? So let's take an example from our own lives. When God forbid one is suddenly seriously ill, you remember the day the pain begins, or when you received the bad news or an operation. You don't remember when you stop exercising or eating only healthy foods. We remember when the pain begins, but not when we began the behavior that led to the illness. So the seeds of the destruction were sown by the 10th of Tevet. Later, by 7th of Tammuz, it was too late to stop the progression of destruction. And Chazal teach that if Jewish people had done tshuva on the 10th of Tevet, the destruction wouldn't have happened. So Chazal want to teach us a very, very interesting thing. The most significant day is not that day, just the day the destruction happened. It's the day when there was a possibility for change, the day where there is a possibility for tshuva. And this is today. Today, the 10th of Tevet calls upon us to examine ourselves, our actions, our behavior, one each other, and to Hashem, and to think how we can be improved. So Gilad was one of the three boys who were kidnapped and murdered 7.5 years ago. It was a Thursday, June 12, 2014. Gilad left the yeshiva Makor Chaim to come home for Shabbat. By 1 a.m., he hadn't arrived home and we hadn't heard from him. So I asked Ophir to call his friend, to call him, and he didn't answer. So I asked Ophir to call friends and to check if he left the yeshiva, and they said, yes, he left the yeshiva at 10. So it had been 3 hours, too long. And meanwhile, Shirel, our eldest daughter, began calling his friends. She calls to update us that Gilad left the yeshiva with Naftali Frankel and he didn't answer the cell phone also. 2 a.m. we went to the police station. 3 a.m. we understood that they were not at the Frankel's house, and the police were able to trace his phone at 4 a.m. Told us they knew it was near Hebron. This was very bad, but we still didn't understand how bad it could be. Many phone calls later, the army also became involved in the search, and Am Yisrael woke up on Friday to a terrible day. We began 18 days of searching, 18 days of uncertainty, terrible days. I called it Chai Yamim because Chai stands for 18, but also means life, and we were sure that the boys were alive. During those terrible days, Am Yisrael became united. Day after day was filled with hope and faith that the boys would be found alive, and with prayers that their physical and emotional state would be fine. Day after day, the whole nation found itself united by good deeds, real concern, and unending prayer for their safety. 18 days of uncertainty, terrified days, but also 18 days of unity and mutual responsibility. People from all over the world, from the entire spectrum, religious, non-religious, right and left, united to support us. And it's very hard to deal with this situation where you are alone, but Am Yisrael came to our home and gave us a huge hug and be with us, and also people from your community. It was amazing. So suddenly I realized that it wasn't only the 6.5 million Jews who are living in Israel who were affected. There are more than 7 million Jews who are living around the world. Those hearts were with us. During those trying times, people from all over the world came to our home, shows their support. Tens of thousands of letters, emails, WhatsApps, which gave us strength and encouragement. And I want to share how I met Rabbi Schechter, because your community sent him to our home. It was very special. It was on the Shiva. And someone told me there is someone from America, so you must say hello. And he came to Talmon, and I asked him from where you are, and he said the community in Woodmere sent me. We came to give you a huge hug and to say that we are with us. So I asked him, and how long was your flight? So he said 12 hours. And what is your planning for tomorrow, for Shabbat? So he said, no, I'm just go to the Ifrach family, to the Frankel house, and then I must go for Shabbat to New York. So I was shocked, the fact that someone left everything, just take a flight to Israel, and to come to say from all the community that you are with us. And I don't know if you understand how meaningful it is for the people in Israel or for someone who go through this bad situation. So this unique spirit continued during Tzuk Eitan, Operation Defensive Shields. And before I continue, I want to show you a short movie about the operation Bring Back Our Boys. Thank you.
נחקקו לליבנו בלב העם כולו דמויותיהם של אייל, גלעד ונפתלי. היום הזה הפך באופן ספונטני ליום אבל לאומי. העם כולו התפלל לשוב הבנים, והעם כולו ראה את אצילות הנפש, את החוסן הפנימי שלכם ההורים. הנה למדנו מכם שיעור שלא ישכח, של אמונה ונחישות, של אחדות ורגישות, של יהדות ואנושיות. עם שלם עמד יחד וקיבל תזכורת מי אנחנו, מדוע אנחנו כאן. ולא פחות מזה, אלו כוחות גדולים וצורים בנו.
That behaves like this, that takes care of one another like this, that feels mutual responsibility for one another. Some say that it's easy to be like this when there is danger, but it's not easy in the day to day. But being enlightened in times of danger is not obvious, and it shows the tremendous potentials and strength of our nation. So we can be proud of ourselves. It's not obvious, but we can't be satisfied. We also need to be like this in the day-to-day routine. When life is good and we are good from positive place, we are brothers, and brothers continue to take care about each other, even if the brother lives in Israel or in Europe or in the United States. The location might change, but the unity is constant, always. COVID doesn't choose in Israel the people also here, but why they look like. And you can see people in hospitals from all the sectors, and all the groups are working together. Mutual responsibility is very special for the Jewish nation, and it's not taken for granted. We have to keep our resilience to find a way to be together. You might have to be in isolation, but not isolated and alone. So some ask me from where is my strength and how I can deal with all this crazy situation. So first of all, I must share that it's not easy for me, and I'm not so strong as I look like. And I want to share one guidance that I have. And some thoughts. It's very special day today. You know, the time in the Jewish nation is very important things. For everyone, time is important. Yes, time is something that we can't buy in no place. But I think that we always have the feeling that we have no time. And we also have special times. Shabbat is special time. Sarah Betevet is special time. Time is very meaningful for us. So let's think about our time, how we are living, how we are feeling about our time. So most of the people consider time in three dimensions. We think about the past, we think about the present, and we think about the future. You can think about yourself. Before I studied in this school, before I moved to New York, before I came to visit in Israel, after I got a wedding, after I learned something. Okay, everything is before and after. And it's something universal in all languages. And I want to share a new insight. The really true, is that we live our lives in only two dimensions. How can it be? So first, we have the present, the little that we see and feel every moment. As we can see now, there are a few hundred students and mothers that are sitting here with us together and learning about ourselves and talking. But the second type of time we experience is what we have in our minds, in our thoughts, our wishes, our disappointed, our dreams. So truly, we are sitting here, a few hundreds of people, but some of you might not be completely with us because of our thoughts. They are going through the past or through the future. Some of you maybe are thinking about an important exam that you have afternoon or tomorrow. Some of you, your stomach is very, because of the atzom, it's not easy. Some of you were thinking about something that you just thought about yesterday, and our minding, they are taking us for a lot of places, so it makes us very hard to be in the present. So the big question is where we are most in our lives? In the present, being in where we are, or in our thoughts, in the past or in the future? So most of us, maybe not here, but most of us are not in the moment mindful of the present. And because of our thoughts control us and we miss the present. And I think it's in our generation, it's more harder because of the cell phone. So also if you are sitting in, not here, you are amazing here, but sometimes we can learn something or doing something and then we have a message in our cell phone and it's change our minds and took power to a different place. So I think that if we are doing him, we can understand that we miss the present. And this is the most expensive time we have. And this time won't come back. And if you understand this, we have to try to be in the moment. In the moment. If we are in work, so we try to be at work. If we are at home with our children, we have to try to be with our children. If we are with our brothers and sisters, we have to be with our brothers and sisters. You know that Gilad was an amazing brother for his sister. I have five daughters, and everyone, each of them, she thought that Gilad was her best brother. And it's amazing because he was with her sisters a lot and he gave each of them the attention she needed. And I think we don't understand how it's important to be with our brothers and sisters because sometimes when our mothers ask to keep them and to be with them, we think, oh, now we are tired, we don't have time, we don't have the patient, but I think that if we understand that Ashka Mishtalemet, the most important thing that we have to do is to be with our brothers, because we are growing up together with them. And I see now the connection between our daughters, it's so tough and it's amazing, it's so strong. So, if we understand that we have to try to be in the moment, I think that we can't give up our thoughts, and the past and the future is very important for us, also as a Jews. But I think that the big question is the balance. Where we are most of the time? If we can try to be in the present, I think that it will change our life. So when we understood that it's our decision and we can control it. We can control. We just try to do where we are. And I think it's also influence about our happiness. Because if we understand that we can look about what we have and to be grateful for what we have, and this helped me also to see and to be in the moment, not to deny the past, not to ignore from what's happened, but to try to see and to be in the present, to see the good sides of life, to see what we have, and to understand that the happiness, it's only depends on me, and it can change everything. So most of the time I can do it, But there sometimes it is very hard, and it's okay, because I think that we must give the pain also place, and sometimes this is the present, the pain, and we have to give also time for the pain. When you understand this, I think that you understand that the balance is very important. Today, in the 10th of Tevet, a day which screams out of us, don't wait for walls to be broken, don't wait for destruction of Beit HaMikdash repair, and do good deeds and try to be a better person, now before it's too late. So I want to share about some projects and initiatives that we are doing now. When Gilad was murdered, our lives were changed forever. And the huge hug that was so meaningful for us, we decided to take it and to promote Jewish unity from a good place. So I would like to tell you about the important projects we have developed in doing good deeds. And we try to build a bridge and strengthen Jewish identity in several different ways. So my husband and I established an organization. We called it Sunshine, with O, S-O-N, Sunshine. Just a minute, okay. So this is one of the projects. We will show a short movie. It's about, we launched last year a global connection competition, and we will see the movie. Thank you, Michal.
Everyone talks about the connection between the Jewish people and the land of Israel. But what are we ready to do about it? Established by Ophir and Atkalim Shire in memory of their son Gilad, may God avenge his blood, the Sunshine Association works to strengthen the Jewish people's optimism in Israel and around the world. Introducing the GCC Global Connection Competition, an international competition of...
I can tell, yes, I can tell, but I think it's good and short. You do it from the computer or from the disk? Okay. Let's try again, and if not, I will explain.
The connection between the Jewish people and the land of Israel. But what are we ready to do about it? Established by Ophir and Atkalim Shire in memory of their son Gilad, may God avenge his blood, the Sunshine Association.
Okay, so I will explain. So we make a very big competition. We ask the source crowd if they have an idea for some project that will can make the connections stronger. And we build a website in 5 languages, and we got 700 proposals from 22 countries. It was amazing. And then we took a very famous and serious judge like Natan Sharansky and Yitzhak Herzog before he was the president, and Ron Pushor and Dani Dayan, and even Rav Schechter was one of the judges. And then we choose the 3 projects that we try to promote now as an organization. You can hear more about this in the flyers that we have outside, and Michal also will help you later. So I just want to share about very meaningful project that we have just next week. A sweetheart operation. It commemorates Gilad's birthday, and it will be in Yotei Tevet next Thursday. Gilad loved birthday very much. He loved helping people and making them very feel special. He also loved baking, so we have a very hard question. How do we celebrate the birthday of someone who was murdered and is not here? And our answer is to celebrate what he lived for and to spread his values and what was important for him. So we remember Gilad on his birthday with the international project of baking and preparing goodies and giving them to people in hospitals, in the nursing homes, soldiers, even at the bus station or to a neighbor who doesn't know. And this is an occasion to spread love and caring, and I invite you to be part of this project and to make some cakes or cookies and to give it one each other. And they just post it in our Facebook group, Gilad Kitchen, and you will see people from all around the world. It's amazing. It's amazing. We make also flyers in five or six languages. And I think it's really, the feeling is really sweetheart. It's really meaningful. The last project I want to share, it's a very special project of the three families. It's a memorial for the three boys, the Unity Day. This year it will be on May 31st, and it's around the Yortza Day. And on this day, for the past 7 years, we have given a prize at the President's House, the Unity Prize in Jerusalem, to three organizations that promote unity years old. And also many communities and organizations are holding events to promote unity. So you can think about an event like this, like with other girls or schools, or to think about the difference community that usually you don't meet them. And then try to make special unity and a special conference. I think that can be very nice idea.
I want to give people an opportunity just before we finish.
Okay.
You shouldn't be uncomfortable. I know that we have many people here, but please don't be uncomfortable. Bat Galim has answered many, many difficult questions before, and I think it would just make it more personal and more meaningful if some of the women who are here, if you had any questions, you can ask whatever it is. If she's not comfortable answering, she'll tell you that. It's okay, but I've never seen her say no. So really, you should be comfortable to use this as an opportunity. I hope you understand who we have the privilege of being with today is really a hero of the Jewish people, one of the great heroes of the Jewish people. And you should take this as an opportunity for yourselves to learn and gain as much as you can from this experience. So sometimes by probing and by asking the things that are more meaningful to you on a personal level, you might be given the opportunity to gain a little bit more. So everybody should feel free. I don't know, who's usually the first one who's willing to open it up? Here we go. So you can stand up, introduce yourself.
My name is Danielle Hoffman. Hi. Okay. Do you think that Judaism helped you get through everything? Was it something that made you stronger throughout everything?
If I think it was.
Judaism, being Jewish, and if so, what ways did you Judaism help you with that?
I think the Emunah gave me strength, because there is a meaningful in our lives, and when you understand that you don't understand, I think this is the best thing that you have to keep, because you are growing in a so smart generation. You understand everything. You can get answer for every question that someone will ask you. I think if you will see, think just about the two decades ago, three decades ago, how we התפתחנו. Yes, right. So I think in every different space, in medicine, in astronauts, or every space, we are so smart people, and you are so smart people, and then you can't understand how I don't understand what God is doing. How we give you sachar va'onesh, how we איך הוא מנהל את העולם הזה, how he control this world. and we don't understand, and we won't get answer for these two questions, because emunah, it's something you can't get answer for it. And when you understand that you don't understand it, it's okay. We don't understand some things, and it's okay. I want to believe in something big and smart than me if I will understand everything, so it's not emunah. So I know Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing the best. Sometimes I don't like it. Sometimes it's very hard for me. It's very hard and very hard. And it's not easy. But I think that when you understand that we can control everything. You know, I'm very control woman. I can't, and although it's Shlita, I usually think that I can manage everything. If I want something, I will get it. And I think that we have to work like this. If you want something, you have to get it also. But sometimes we have to understand that it's not us. There is someone, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he decided sometimes what's happened. And we have to לשחרר באנגלית, משחררים באנגלית, או רק בעברית עובדים מנסים לשחרר כל הזמן. Okay, so it's very hard work, but I think it's very meaningful. And I understand that there was an accident last week, and I think that another thing that I want to say that most of the time people came to me and say, oh, you look so strong, and what we can say to her, and they must be strong now also. So first of all, no one must be strong, and I also, I'm not so strong. I think this is my strong, that I know that I can be, that I don't have to be strong, and I can cry, and I miss Gilad so much, and it's so hard. So I remember my little daughter asked me 7 years before, she saw me cry, and she said, but Ima, you are so strong, you can't cry. And I said, it's so hard. You cried when your sister took your shirt from so you don't need to cry because of my son. So there is time to cry, and now it's time to cry, and now it's time to feel to miss what we lost, and slowly that there will be a time that the family will get strength, and what you can do is just to be there, to be with them, just to be with them. You know, there is an amazing someone who living here around, Marvin. You know Marvin? He's not from, you know,
Shanker.
Marvin.
Marvin Shanker.
So Marvin called my husband for 5 years, I think, every Erev Shabbat. No, Yom Shishi. And you know that Yom Shishi, Friday. Okay, so every Friday he calls my husband from United States to Israel, yes? Every Shabbat I heard, Marvin, how are you? How is everything? And it's amazing. You know how my husband, he was so excited for me. It gave him a lot of strength, because he told me, you know, Marvin, every Friday he's calling. So Rabbi Schechter, in the first year, every Friday sent us flowers to Israel. It's amazing. When you are not alone, it's more easier. So I think that you just have to be. You don't have to say smart things. You don't have to ask good questions. Just to be with them. Just to give the huge hug. And just to understand that it's not easy. Okay? Bli rachamim. No one wants people... אני לא יודעת מה זה, לא רוצה לדעת את המילה רחמים באנגלית. אוקיי? So,
another question. Is there another question? Yes. Stand up so we can all hear you.
So, unfortunately, there have been many terrorist attacks in the past of the Jewish nation and Israel. So, what do you think caused so much hating to
Israel and
specific
terrorists?
מה זה סטיפור? מה בגלל טרור?
למה זה היה שונה?
You there? Okay.
כן. Yeah, okay, it's a good question, and I think a lot about it. It's a very big question. I don't know if I have the complete answer. But I think that this specific story touched everyone, And everyone feel connected to themselves, and everyone try to be a better person by ourselves. And when we feel privately, you know, someone from Israel those days called us from Tel Aviv, and he shared, "I'm not religious, I don't know you, but I feel I became a better person." It's an amazing fact. And we want to be a better person, so we don't have to wait to tragic time. What I try to say all this morning is that we have to be better persons from good place. And we have to think how we could do good deeds and how we can take part in a sweetheart, in another project, to be a good person and to think about unity from good place. And I think it's touched everyone, and everyone feel good with himself. So this was what changed. But I think it's very, very large question.
Thank you. No, she wants to understand, why was this a bigger story than other things?
So I say that I think that it's touched everybody. It's touched in our heart, and everyone feels connection. Everyone feels that he wants to be a better person. And when you want to be in this place, I think it's make you kind of, what makes me to feeling like this. So I think this is, and also I think that our identity was more larger. So everyone feel a part of a nation, and no one asks, do you pray? Do you are Orthodox? Do you are from what you are? You are religious? You are non-religious? Everyone take a part, and everyone feel like one nation. And this gave a lot of strength to Am Yisrael, because we don't, you know, someone who is working with or my husband, Ophir, she's not religious, and she said, I pray for the boys, I thinking of the boys every day. Is it pray? And I think it's amazing, because what is to pray? To pray is to speak with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't need synagogue. Of course we need synagogue for praying. We need shacharit, mincha, arvit, of course. But I think that we lost something. If we don't understand that we can pray every time, any time, from every place. You know, the people where we have the Kotel, it's really meaningful for me also. I'm really excited when I'm going to there, and they have very good prayers there. But not just there. I can do it every place. And I speak with the Kadosh Baruch Hu all the times. So I think this is to understand what is prayer. You don't need a special time or special place. So we open all these thoughts and all these things those days. And I hope we can be in this place. Okay, again, from good place. Okay?
Another question? Okay.
So I want to conclude with Gilad's words from his diary. Several months after his murder, Gilad's personal diary was discovered along with his books in the burnt-out car, and he had been kidnapped. And through a carefully processed, much of his diary was saved, and I share Gilad's words in my book, Expecting My Child. I wrote during the first year. Now you can find it in Amazon. And I just I wrote it in the first year. It was a very difficult period, and for therapy I just wrote. And although the story is not easy, and I felt and still feel all the pain, I think the book is so optimistic, because I share the good side and the good deeds of Am Yisrael. And I share many stories of the warm embrace and the support we received from the Jews in the diaspora, and the mutual responsibility that we felt as a nation. And I feel very, very proud to be a part of Am Yisrael. So I just want to finish with Gilad's word. There has been a lot of talk in my grade recently about how bad people have it. No one's into it, and everything's a waste of time. But things are like that only because of the talk. The general atmosphere is what sets the tone. If people start saying everything great and the atmosphere is good, the strength and desire, people want to accomplish stuff, to learn and receive then we can rise to higher levels. Bottom line, it all depends on the atmosphere. Each one of us has an impact. So I think if you understand this, because in your age, you were 16, 18 years old, and I think if you understand this, it's, everything is depend on us. So let's try and let's do it. So thank you again about having me and about sharing, and I hope that this day, 10th day of Tevet, will be very meaningful for us, and we will feel just a better person tomorrow morning. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you everybody for coming. Thank you for joining us. I don't know the arrangements, whether the buses are here yet. Are they here now?